Don't have time to read that research paper you saved? Chelsea and Olivia want to help you out. We know how it is. That's why we read it for you. Welcome to the Exercise Science Too Long Didn't Read podcast.
Hello.
What's up, party people?
Today, we have something special going on.
Fantastic. What?
We're going to talk about the optimum exercise prescription for body composition improvements in obese adults.
You know what? I'm really glad, because if we were talking about the opposite of the optimum, then I would be disappointed.
Yes.
Well, then only the best for you guys out there.
We would only know what not to do. And we don't want that. We want to know what to do.
Well, knowing what not to do isn't the worst thing.
True.
But yes, it is. If you're only getting one, both is better. If you're only getting one, you want to know what to do.
Yes, I agree.
Excellent. Glad we cleared that up. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk on opposites, children. Now, if you turn to the next page in your textbooks,
turn to page 194.
You will see the definition for anthropometry. All right, class. The definition of anthropometry is of or relating to the scientific study of the measurements and proportions of the human body, such as height, weight, BMI, circumference, etc.
Ooh. That's a very complicated word for such a simple thing.
You know, that's a quote from Batman versus Superman.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Amy Adams says to Lex Luthor, who's played by what's his face from the Facebook movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh. Oh, the guy from Zombieland.
Yes.
What is his name?
I don't know. So Lois Lane, played by Amy Adams, says to Lex Luthor, who's that guy whose name we can't remember, and I'm really sorry, not that he'll ever listen to us, but I know who you are. I just have ADHD, and I can't recall things on demand very easily.
And she says, don't know people's names.
Well, you're rude, and that's fine. We love you anyway. I'm just kidding. You're not rude. So she says, she looks at him, and she says, "You're psychotic." And he goes, "That is a three-syllable word for any concept too big for little minds."
Ooh.
Which is similar to what you said. Not exact, but
it is similar. I like it.
Good movie, by the way. If you have not seen it, don't waste your time on the regular cut. It makes no sense. Watch the ultimate cut. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk on Batman versus Superman. So that's our definition. Big word, and all it means is your body stats.
Mm-hmm.
Height, weight, BMI, circumference, left arm, right arm, whatever. All the things. The paper was written by O'Donohue, Blake, Cunningham, Lennon, and Parata. It was written in 2021. So another new baby fresh out.
Mm-hmm.
People had that 2020 pandemic quarantine time. And it was called, pretty much what you said, "What Exercise Prescription is Optimal to Improve Body Composition and Cardiorespiratory Fitness in Adults Living with Obesity?" A network meta-analysis. Ooh.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun. It was published in the Obesity Reviews, which I have not heard of.
Me either.
To be honest, I don't hear most academic publications, so that's fine.
That's okay.
The purpose of this study was to conduct a network meta-analysis of exercise interventions on cardiorespiratory fitness, anthropometry, and metabolic factors in obese people wanting to lose weight. The secondary goal was to develop a mechanism of effectiveness for exercise programming for obese adults wanting to lose weight.
All right.
That seems like a key part, the "they want to lose weight" part.
I agree.
They mentioned it very specifically twice in just that little tidbit there. So seems like that might be key.
I agree. I think it might be key.
So how'd they do it and what'd they find, little sister?
Well, because it was a meta-analysis, do you remember what medicine analyses are?
Yes. We go, you are a medicine.
Well, let's try that again.
Yeah, fine.
Do you remember what a meta-analysis is?
Is that thing where they don't actually do the study, but they look at a bunch of other studies? And yes. Then they form their conclusions from that?
Yes.
Hey, I remembered.
You learned something.
Even more importantly and impressively, I retained it and then recalled it.
Ooh. Those pop quiz, two you passed.
Very different, difficult things.
I agree. Okay, so they reviewed some papers, right? So the papers they reviewed were published from January of 1998 to November of 2019.
If you were not alive in 1998, please stop. I'm just kidding. Don't please stop listening. But to me, you're a baby and I'm sorry.
And yet they are 20 something.
Oh, God, that hurts. It hurts in my heart. And in my gut, makes me feel 100.
Okay, so the paper's age ranges were from the age of 18 to 65, with obesity defined as with BMI greater than 30 or the body fat percentage with being greater than 30% in females and greater than 25% in males. There were 7 categories of exercise programming that were reviewed. So I'm just going to verbatim read this from the paper.
Go for it.
Aerobic exercise, vigorous intensity is 1. 2 is aerobic exercise, moderate intensity. 3, resistance training, high load. 4, resistance training, low to moderate load. And 5, combined high vigorous intensity aerobic and high load resistance training.
That's my jam.
And then combined low moderate, moderate intensity aerobic low to moderate load resistance training.
Maybe that's more my jam.
And then 7, which are control group. I'm so happy they had a control group. That's good.
Yes.
Okay. So listen,
control your group, okay? They're not staying on the path. They're touching the paintings. Control your group. I'm kidding.
But seriously, control the group. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they looked at studies from 21-year time span, okay? And they came up
with... Why 21 and not 20?
I don't know.
It makes my OCD hurt or itch.
Well, and why January to November and not January to December?
Yeah. Maybe they're trying to exclude... Well, I was going to say maybe they're trying to... They still could be. Maybe they're trying to exclude the holidays. Because if they end in November and Thanksgiving is the last week of November, then people don't get fat like on Thanksgiving. I mean, that's when you're eating.
But they're looking at publication
dates. But you wouldn't notice the weight gain until after... Oh, I was thinking publications. I was thinking the studies were done.
I know you were.
Within that time frame.
That's okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because people don't publish in December very much.
Who knows?
Maybe it wasn't a selected time frame. It was just this was what was available.
Maybe. But anyway, get this. Out of the 21-year time frame, there were 45 studies that they included in the study.
That's a nice chunk of change.
It sure is. It's not as many as you think there would be over that time span, though. And with these 45 studies, there were 3,566 participants included with an average age of 43.3.
I need a bell, like ding, ding, ding. That is the biggest. This is the biggest participant group number we have had to date.
Ooh, that's true. It's a record.
Woo! Episode 16, folks, mark it down. We have a comma in our number of participants.
Yay. And there were males and females in the participants.
Also my favorite.
Okay, so interesting fact. 76% of this 3,566 people were female. That's a lot of females in this study.
That is a lot.
Why that is, I'm not quite sure. Maybe it's just because maybe there were more research studies that were specifically with obese females.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe they had like some studies that were gender specific.
That's very possible. I mean, that does happen all the time.
I mean, we see the menfolk studies just on what you found, so.
That's true. Okay, so aerobic vigorous intensity had 622 participants. Aerobic moderate intensity had 1,212 participants, or 1,212, however you'd like to say that. And then high load resistance training had 278. And then low to moderate load resistance training had 104. And then combination high had 107. And then combination low to moderate had 70. And then there were 1,173 in the control group. So the groups were not evenly spread, but you have to remember these were all from 45 different studies. So these studies aren't going to look at every single category that this meta-analysis looked at.
Right.
The range of the interventions were from anywhere between 8 to 52 weeks, which, how long is 52 weeks?
A year.
Yep. So the ranges were from 2 months to a year, and the average was about 20.3 weeks for the time span of the studies. 59% of the studies reported a 12-week duration, so the majority of them were at least 3 months. That's good.
Okay. I'm glad you rephrased, because that was hurting my brain a little bit for a second. My eye like rolled up in my skull. I'm like, wait, that was too many numbers all at once. What did she just say?
The average exercise sessions were 3 times a week at 45 minutes, which, I mean, that meets the recommendations almost.
Well, and two, like, if you're coming from nothing, 3 days a week is like steady is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I personally, with my body composition, have found I pretty much have to do 5 to 7 or I'm not going to see results.
I have to do a minimum of 4. There's no way I could do it with 3 and feel good.
No, that's true. I did do one program thing that was 4 and I had it was just slower. But I was able to kind of move up in my weights and things like that. So clearly some strength gains.
And I found this very interesting. So overall weight loss was anywhere between 0.05 to 1.01 kilograms. Which is very small.
Convert that to American for me, please.
So to math, to pounds, is multiplying or... Yeah, multiplying it by 2.2.
Okay.
So.
Oh, you think I can do that in my head too? No. Let's ask the Joojil. So we have 1.01 kg/lb. Lay it on me, Joojil. All right. Take a guess. Let's see if you get close.
2.02 pounds.
Close, but no. 2.226669.
Okay.
So 2.22, not 2.02.
I was close.
Well,
that's not very good. After 3 months,
only 2 on average, pounds?
Yeah.
See, so 3 days a week is not enough.
So studies that included...
Or exercise... what we already know, which is exercise alone is not enough. You cannot, what is it they say? You can't out-train a bad diet.
That's true.
Which I don't understand that compared to calories in, calories out, but that's a topic for another day.
Yes.
You'll have to explain it to me.
We can talk about that another time. We can do more episodes on weight loss for sure. So, but that's the overall weight loss from all of the categories. So we do have to remember that the control group is probably included in that.
Oh, that's true. And they probably lost none or potentially gained some.
That's very possible. So the studies included aerobic training at higher amounts had weight loss than the control or the resistance training alone groups. So anyone that had aerobic training at all included, so the high, the moderate, or the combination loads had more weight loss than resistance training alone.
That was going to be my follow-up question to the weight loss part, is what was the likelihood that some participants in the resistance training only group gained only because they were gaining muscle faster than they were losing total weight.
I don't know what their results were, but that's a good point.
It at least helps to justify and or explain the low loss amount.
Right, right.
All contributing. It's not one thing, it's all the things.
It is. There's a lot of things that contribute to these things.
Yes.
But that's why there's so much research out there on it. Okay.
Thank goodness.
So all four categories that included aerobic training, so the two combination groups and then the two aerobic training groups, improved BMI compared to the control and the resistance training group. Only with the combination high load, high intensity being the most effective. It makes perfect sense what we know.
Yeah, it makes sense. It also makes me sad.
Yeah, you have to work hard to earn it, man.
Yeah, because it's real hard. Some days I'm fine. I'm like, let's go.
Right.
You're I can like, do I'm pumped. This.
Pumped.
I'm awake. Let's do this. And some days I'm like, please let it be yoga day. Please let it be yoga day. And sometimes I just go, you know what? Today's yoga day and I'm going to do this one tomorrow. And I just flip-flop them.
I do that too. You got to listen to your body.
Well, I still get it in for the week and that's all that matters.
Yep. I agree. So combination low to moderate and aerobic only training categories were more successful in improving waist circumference.
Really?
Than the high and resistance training only.
Now, riddle me that.
I don't know. That's just their results.
Hmm.
Low to moderate anaerobic only would include the aerobic high intensity and aerobic low to moderate. Maybe more of the consistent loads help with toning the muscles a little bit more.
Yeah, that fits. Also, you know, like you said, some of the studies went a lot longer. So it could have been, that could have been one of the 52-week studies versus one of the shorter ones.
True.
They should have broke it down by that as well. Slice and dice me the data in all the ways so that we tell the true story.
They did. They had a lot of data in this paper. Then I did not report all of it. I just reported what I considered as the highlights.
No, that's totally fair. You know me. I just have all the questions.
Oh, yeah. So combination low to moderate training was more effective or the most effective for waist circumference improvements. But combination high and combination low moderate and aerobic moderate were found to be significantly improve body fat percentage.
That's what I want.
Yes. So that's good. That's interesting. So basically, note to self, so far, resistance training alone is not going to improve your body composition if you are obese adult. And all at least not weight loss wise.
Yeah, it seems like all of the ones that involve cardio or aerobic or whatever, either reduce body fat or reduce waist circumference or just they reduce something.
Mm-hmm. The most impact on body fat percentage is what we would expect, the combination high load, high intensity. Makes sense to me. You burn higher calories in a higher or shorter amount of time. And if you're doing like HIIT, you burn more at rest.
Mm-hmm.
And with strength training, you burn more at rest as well.
Yeah.
All study categories showed improvements in VO2 max, but there were no significant increases. So I found that very interesting that they did not have significant increases in VO2. But maybe, I don't know, because like looking at a meta-analysis, so it's such a wide range of lengths of study and with the variations in the numbers of people in the groups, it makes it kind of hard to figure out why there was not a significant increase.
Yeah, because you're right. Like, if it wasn't long enough, like sometimes you just things just take time
mm-hmm.
to get better.
Yep. I mean, most of the studies were 12 weeks, which is enough time to make a difference, but it's just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My little conclusion that I made note for myself was combination high shows the most likely to be the best intervention for weight loss measures for obese participants. And like we said before, resistance training alone is not going to be the route to go.
I'd be interested in a follow-up that looks at, let's say group A is a group that does kind of like, what's that one, Lift 4, where in that Joel Freeman's program, he does, it's 4 days a week, but you do weightlifting and cardio pretty much every day,
mm-hmm.
like each of the, at least 3 of the 4 days. And then group B alternates. They do cardio one day, strength training one day.
That would be interesting. I wonder if there are studies out there on that. We'll have to add that to our list.
I bet you there has to be. Usually what I say is I'm not the first person that's thought of this. I just might be the first person that said it out loud recently. or in my presence.
That's true. It's very possible.
Or like, especially at work with work stuff. Like I'll tell my boss, I'm like, I can't be the first person to notice this. Because if I'm the first person to notice this, that we have a problem.
True.
Especially like with what I'm doing right now, I am new to. So I am learning it from people who have been doing it. So that's where I'm like, really? You didn't notice this before? That's why there's a problem.
That's why it's a good thing to have new eyes on things.
Absolutely. I try to get people all the time. I'm like, hey, can I borrow your eyes for a second?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, huh? I'm like, I just need you to look at something. And they're like, oh, okay.
I need fresh eyeballs.
I do. Mine are dirty. One of them's got a little mold on it. I need a fresh set. One's looking a little long in the tooth. Why do your eyes have teeth? They don't. I'm just kidding. Well, I agree that, I mean, it mostly just confirms for us what we already knew. So for physio folks, if you're in an argument with somebody, cardio, strength training, both, cardio, strength training, both, and nobody's agreeing, you just pull up this study and go, look, guys, like they looked at all of them. They did the thing. And based on the data, this is what works the best. It's not that the others don't work. They're all valid.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to see the quickest results or the fastest results or a specific result, then you pick from these things.
Yep.
And as much as I was going to ask you earlier, with the high load versus the low load, like did they talk about, like, how do they determine that? Is it a percentage of the one rep max, like some of the other stuff you've brought? Or like, how would I know if what I'm doing at home right now is high load or low load?
They probably assessed it by one rep max. They did not specify that in the paper.
Well, I guess it wasn't them. It was however the people did it in the papers they were reading. But
right.
You know what I mean.
Right. Most likely done by one rep max. And the only way to do that at home is to figure out what your one rep max is. And go from there. Do some testing at home.
Probably should do that.
As long as you're safe.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So go tell your friends, tell your clients, tell yourself, tell your dog, whoever. All right. Well, hit us up on the socials and let us know what you think. Let us know if there's any other topics you'd like us to talk about. And mm-hmm. We'll see you next time. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Laters.
Thank you for listening to the Exercise Science TLDR podcast show. If you want to hear more from us, please write a review and subscribe. Join us online at exerciscienctldr.com. Remember, if it's too long and you didn't read it, we read it so you don't have to.